Yeah.
Oh, I think you might have answered my question.
Oh, okay.
I was coming at it from a different angle, where she was saying, after a long period of relaxing the breath,
yeah,
then she starts to panic.
Right.
I have a hard time breathing normally. Congestion, asthma.
Oh, right. Who
knows what. So I have a hard time even getting into that space to begin with.
Right.
I was wondering, how does one get past that fear, the initial fear, when I just can't breathe. How am I going to do this?
Right, right. Well, I think one of the things is that's where you use the body as, okay, how do I just relax? Because you're going to breathe anyway. You know, somehow. And but because breathing is associated with the association is one of difficulty, then well, you have to come from the body side, like using attention. I mean, there's going to be a basic sort of rhythm, but then using that attention to go through the body, you know, starting from the top of the head, and just relaxing, just paying attention to where one starts to, starting from the forehead, around the eyes, around the jaw, around the throat, around the chest, around the shoulders, and the arms. So we're really just, as each in-breath and out-breath, moving attention slowly through the body and relaxing, softening, creating a sense of ease, and letting that go through the body. And then generally what would happen is the breath itself would start to ease up a bit, because it's the relaxing that there's a creating a sense of ease, creating a sense of relaxing, and then that will, as that is experienced in the body, then the breath will start to ease up, and then it can start to become something that you can be comfortable with rather than struggling with.